Here at Broncos headquarters with Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani with a little draft preview talking about offensive linemen. And big news on Thursday with the LA Rams moving up, trading for the number one overall pick. We can all but rule out Laremy Tunsil going overall number one in that first pick. But we're going to talk about a few other offensive linemen that might be there for the Broncos. And guys, let's start with Jason Spriggs out of Indiana.
Well, when you think of Spriggs, you think of a big offensive tackle, 6'6", 301, great zone blocker. Not sure how versatile he's going to be as far as moving inside and outside Gary Kubiak's offensive schemes. We've seen last year especially, loves versatility, loves guys that can move in and outside, interchangeable parts. I'm not sure Spriggs is that guy, but I do think that he's incredibly athletic for that 6'6", 301 frame. Like I said, with Sam Brailo and Schofield already in the mix, I don't know if this is going to be the guy for them at the end of the first round, especially with the offensive lineman depth they have at tackle already. However, he's a beast. I mean, the movement, as you can see right here, just the down blocking is tremendous.
Yeah, the movement is great. And like you said, I think he's got to be in a zone blocking scheme to succeed. I don't see a guy who can generate a lot of power when I watch Jason Spriggs, but you see the footwork and you see the athleticism. You'd like him to maybe add 5 or 10 more pounds, and maybe that would help him get a little bit more power. But he's a scheme guy. I think like probably half the teams are probably ruling him off their board, and half the teams are very intrigued.
Well, he had the best 40-yard dash time among all tackles at the NFL Combine in February. Now let's move on to another guy, Cody Whitehair out of Kansas State.
And this guy, when you talk about Spriggs and you look at him as a zone blocker, I think Cody Whitehair can work in pretty much any scheme. Probably the best interior lineman along with Alabama's Ryan Kelly, the center in this draft. Watched him all very closely down in Mobile. One of the things I like about him, he does a great job at getting good balance. You can see he's versatile. He can sometimes be a tackle, but he's primarily an inside guy. You know, he knows how to adapt to twists and stunts and counter moves. And when he has to, he can generate good power off the snap. He's the complete package, and I think he's going to go in the first round. I think there's a good chance he's gone before the Broncos pick.
Like May said, great movement. And again, like we mentioned with Spriggs, he's a versatile guy. Spriggs, not so much, but this guy played right tackle. He played left guard, left tackle. He's played all up and down the offensive line for the Wildcats. I think that makes him an extremely attractive target for the Broncos, knowing that they love to move their guys inside and out. And I just think that, like May said, a great pulling lineman, great in run blocking. I think this is a guy that you're going to see at the end of the first round. The Broncos are high on him. I wouldn't be surprised if they take him here.
The interesting thing as well, I mean, he is so technically proficient. Like, he doesn't have long arms. They're not 33 inches, 34 inches long like some guys. It doesn't matter because he makes up with it, makes up for it by what he does technically. I mean, it'd be interesting if the Broncos draft him, because I think he's a day one starter.
Heard that he has really strong hands. Once he gets a hold of you, then it's over. Let's talk about another inside guy, and that's Joshua Garnett out of Stanford.
This guy I love. I call him the trauma surgeon. He's a biology major from Stanford. Wants to be an emergency trauma surgeon after he's done with football. A very bright guy, blocking for a running back that we're pretty familiar with in Christian McCaffrey. The McCaffrey bloodline, very well known in these parts. I think Garnett would be a great addition to the Broncos if they choose to go that route. The 2015 Outland Trophy winner, so obviously the best interior offensive lineman according to most college people. However, I don't know if 31 is going to be the spot for him, just because you think about everybody who's available in this draft. I don't know, he's kind of a tweener. Not maybe a reach at 31, but not going to be there at the end of the second round. So it's, if the Broncos are high on him, perhaps they reach a little bit, but I don't think that, I love his potential. I love what he brings and all of the attributes that he has. I just don't know if 31 is going to be the spot for him.
I think he's a mid-second round guy. So I think if the Broncos said, okay, Garnett's our guy, then maybe what you do is either trade down out of the first round, or you use, you know, because you have the compensatory pick, so you're sitting on 2 third round. If you can't trade the comp, but you can trade the one you have and move up to get him if you target him as a guy. The thing is, it's interesting. I think he's getting downgraded a bit because of the body type. Because when he had the weigh-in at the Senior Bowl, you could kind of almost hear the uncertainty, because he's got a little bit of jiggle in the middle. But He's very strong in his lower body, and he threw up 30 bench press reps at the combine, so he's got the upper body strength too.
Interesting note about him. His dad, Scott Garnett, played one season for the Denver Broncos, 1984. A little interesting note there. I always bring that to the table here. Now let's move on to Jack Conklin. Some people think that he might be the best offensive lineman in this draft.
Really good fundamentals on this guy. I mean, he's an excellent drive blocker off the snap. That's one thing I like about him a lot. You know, good as a run blocker. The problem is, I'm not quite sure about him as a pass blocker at this point, and that's really what teams want to see. And I think that's why you look at his measurables and you say, oh, this guy could be a top 10, maybe top 15 pick, but you're talking about him late first round, early second round, I think because he's a stronger run blocker than a pass blocker.
As May said, at 6'6", 300, he's a freak. I mean, just an athletic marvel. The thing that I really like about Conklin, he's tested. He's played against DeForest Buckner, Joey Bosa, and he's shown well against both of those opponents. Two guys that are probably going to go in the top 10 of this year's draft. I think that he's going to be a top line tackle taken in this year's draft. But again, I don't know if he's going to be there for the Broncos at 31. If they're high on him, maybe move up. But I just don't know if he's going to be there if they stay bad.
And you know he's mentally tough enough. Walked on at Michigan State and made it, survived it through. Gave up just one sack in 2015. And now let's move on to our last guy. Maybe a little bit of an unheard of, a sleeper guy, Jermaine Ifedi out of Texas A&M.
Jermaine Ifedi, there's a reason why we're talking about him being in the Broncos range, and that's because he's very raw, and you see that he's a right tackle. I mean, you look at his measurables, you're talking about 36 inch arms, 6'6", you know, 324 pounds, and you look at his footwork and his quickness, you'd say left tackle, but he never really stepped up and took the left tackle spot when he had the chance. It's a big reason why he ended up at right tackle at A&M. Very raw, and I think maybe has the highest ceiling of the guys that we're talking about here, but maybe has the highest bust potential. But a lot of potential. I think he's going to fit somewhere.
Like May said, very raw, second team, all SEC. Had he stayed in school one more year, maybe we're looking at him in 2016 as a first team, all SEC pick, and possibly a surefire first round pick. Right now, though, just not sure as to, he's got a tendency to lunge, just not sure if he's going to be the guy at 31. Although, as May said, the upside is definitely there, somebody that can grow into being a top-tier offensive tackle.
Yeah, what he needs is fundamental work. What he has, I like his nastiness. I mean, the guy plays with a snarl. You can see that on the film. You know, plays with a little bit of attitude. He just probably needs some polish. I mean, if you draft Ifedi, I think you're looking at having him not play very much, ideally year one, have him learn, grow, and then start him in year two. But boy, I mean, he could be a Pro Bowl if everything works out. And I think if he, like Matt said, if he'd gone back to A&M, I think we're talking about him not just being a first rounder, but maybe a top five pick.
Maybe a kind of situation where you have to believe in the coaching, Clancy Barone, getting with to work with him a little bit.
Texas A&M's connection,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
A long line of lineage with Texas A&M, and plus long lineage of Texas A&M offensive linemen who have really translated well to the NFL. Okay, those are a few names to look for when talking about offensive linemen and the Broncos' upcoming draft. For Andrew Mason, Matt Boyer, I'm Phil Milani for Broncos TV.